Chapter 19, Spotlight on Member Maureen Montez. Maureen Montez is someone I am sure you all know as a long-time fixture and contributing board member of Beyond Blindness for the past 11 years. Bringing her business sense and determination that has been invaluable to grow the Reach and Beyond Blindness brand. Maureen was born in South India, at home in her grandparents' house called Ivy Villa in 1949. Her parents were royalists, so they gave her the classic regal middle name, Elizabeth. Her father worked as an officer for the ASC, Army Sustainment Command, in the Indian Army Service Corps, specializing in the distribution service, managing trucks and supplies. As a consequence of being posted away to a highly secure non-family station, Maureen's father only saw her when she already was 8 months old, when he returned. Her father's letters had to be screened by the army before being delivered to her mother. Her father came across Aussies in the army who would sing songs such as Waltzing Matilda, which her father liked so much he gave Maureen the nickname, Tilda. Maureen and her sister, who is 7 years younger, moved around the country often because of her father's work. Maureen had to adapt to new schools and making friends in each location, causing her to become adaptable to most situations. Maureen finished her primary school in Bangalore and then went on to complete her schooling at Baldwin Girls High School, a school founded by an American missionary, also located in Bangalore. Maureen was active in dramas and plays, and loved to strut her stuff on stage, at one performance, even playing the part of three different roles, having to quickly run backstage for her next character's costume. A model student, she was selected to be the service squad captain, making sure that fellow students were following rules, such as putting rubbish in the bins. Maureen was always talkative, and joined the debating team in grade 10. She graduated high school comparatively early, at 14 and a half years old. She applied to Mount Carmel Catholic College, but because of her young age, she had to seek permission from the Bangalore Catholic Church bishop to start her studies. Studying economics, English, Hindi and logic, she found university to be more fun than school because it offered more freedom. At the age of 18, Maureen graduated university after 3 years of study, and got married fairly shortly after in 1967. She met her husband Russell through a mutual friend at a mess, which is a designated area where military personnel socialize, eat and drink. Russell was an Indian Air Force fighter pilot, so Maureen had that in common with him, coming from a military family herself. Moving straight from her parents' house to an Air Force base, Maureen had to suddenly learn how to cook basic food, using a pressure cooker, as there was no on-site domestic help, and she would pack her husband's lunch in a tiffin box. Welcoming two children while in India, a girl and a boy in the 1960s and 70s, Maureen focused on being a mother during that time. As her husband's work hours were regular, being a mum kept Maureen's hands full. In 1984, Russell was offered to move their family to Australia under the Skilled Migrant Program, as Parafield Airport was seeking pilots to act as flying instructors in their flying academy. They first moved to Salisbury East, into a completely unfurnished house, meaning they had to make do with sleeping on the floor until they were able to buy second-hand beds and loaned a small fridge until the rest of their furniture was shipped from India. Maureen's vision impairment first became noticeable when she started school, as her teachers said that she couldn't see. She had consultations with optometrists who simply said she had limited vision and no glasses could help. Maureen had to sit at the front of the classroom so she was able to see the blackboard, which meant that she was kept closely monitored by teachers, so had to be on her best behavior. Later, aged 15, when she just started university, Maureen went to eye specialists and was diagnosed with Stargardt disease, a condition which affects the nerves going from the retina to the brain. Stargardt disease is a rare genetic eye disease that happens when fatty material builds up on the macula, the small part of the retina needed for sharp, central vision. Vision loss usually starts in childhood, but some people with Stargardt disease don't start to lose their vision until they are adults. There is no treatment at this time and Maureen has around 5% vision, however her central vision is almost gone. In 1985, a year after moving to Adelaide, Maureen set up a business that imported wholesale silk fabric, working from her home in Prospect at the time, filling a niche, to be the first person in Adelaide to import silk for the bridal industry. Maureen would catch buses to and fro all over Adelaide, lugging a bag of silk samples to display to potential buyers, which required persistence. Expanding to opening a physical shop along Chapel Street in Melbourne for a year, selling silk and bridal fabric. After her silk business closed, Maureen spent her days looking after her granddaughter from when she was a baby, which kept her on her toes for 2 days a week. Maureen was introduced to the Blind Welfare Association of South Australia, as Beyond Blindness was known at the time, by the way of Trevor Frost, who gave her an eye monocle to check her silk fabrics closely, and Peter Hetherington, who recommended a Talking Books tape recorder. In around 2010 Maureen took up a volunteering role in retirement villages, offering social support to blind and vision impaired residents, a chat, friendly voice and touch, and occasionally taking them out shopping. Always looking to make a difference in the community, Maureen ran for the local council elections in the 1990s in the district of Nailsworth Ward, as it was divided at the time. She narrowly missed out on a win by only 200 votes. In 2002, after moving to her now home in Parkside, Maureen found there was a long walk to the next set of lights to safely cross the road to the bus stop. She proposed to the Department of Transport to install a traffic light crossing, and 10 months later it was installed, saving 15 minutes of walking and making the area safer for pedestrians needing to cross the road. Maureen's go-getter and productive nature did not go unnoticed by the BWA. She was personally invited to join the board in 2012 as a member of expertise because of her business background. At first Maureen took the opportunity to listen to the board and observe how they ran, but it wasn't too long before Maureen chimed in with some suggestions to improve the BWA, as she is always the type to think ahead for the future. She has been instrumental in suggesting many of the ideas adopted by the board. These have been the Trevor Frost Award, an annual award to assist a young South Australian with a vision impairment to further develop their skills in music or the performing arts, the purchase of the Glen Elg apartment, giving members a chance to rest and relax at a discounted rate, and the name changed to Beyond Blindness and new logo to keep up with the times and best represent the organisation's perspective, and a strong supporter of the move to the new Campbell town site. Outside of her board duties, Maureen enjoys going to the orchestra, theatre, the arts, socialising with friends, walking on the beach, and spending quality time with her family. She is very proud of her 2 children and grandchildren. One of her favourite recipes is fruitcake, usually cooked around Christmas time. 6 months after arriving in Adelaide in 1984, Maureen entered a contest for the best turkey stuffing, winning the contest with her entry, curried turkey stuffing from the days of the Raj, made with ingredients such as fresh coriander, allspice, walnuts and almonds, with no chili, and only a mild spice flavour, as to match the Australian palate. Her exotic recipe had her attending a special ceremony where the radio station 5AA presented her with a prize of a raw turkey, hamper of small goods and wine. Callers rang the station to ask for her recipe, with over 100 copies being sent out by post, by request. Maureen still makes this recipe every Christmas to this day, and is working on passing on the correct technique to her son so the recipe can be enjoyed in years to come. Maureen is very happy and proud that Beyond Blindness is doing so well. Joining Beyond Blindness has channeled her wish to always help people, especially those that are in the same boat, vision-wise. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction to see the progress of Beyond Blindness, and I hope the organization can continue to do great things. We might be blind, but we still motor on.